Did you ever hear of a kind of soil called loam or loam or anything like that?
I have.
All right. If you're getting water off a marsh or a swamp, what would you say you're doing?
Getting it off of the marsh.
Well, when you dig something to get the water off, what's the thing you dig?
Well,
no, this is just for the water to run off in when you're getting
ditch.
It off. Pardon?
Ditch.
All right, and you say you're doing what to the marshes?
Ditching it.
All right. Suppose that the ditch were so big that a boat could go through it. Would you have a different name?
A canal.
All right. Do you have a name for a shallow arm of the sea where the water flows in and out with the tide? We're not right on the sea here, so...
That's tideland, I call it.
All right. Mm-hmm. How far are we from the ocean?
We're a long way from...
Yeah, I thought we were. We're near the Florida line. But we're... This is about the middle of the state,
isn't it? Atlantic is that way, isn't it? Pacific is over this way.
I know we're a long way from the Pacific, but I wasn't sure how far from the Atlantic. Here's our friend the dirt dauber back again.
You're just going to bring you at
Yes, he's just going to fly around and see if there's anything he wants, and I think he'll go away.
I hope he don't.
He's just curious. He hears voices and wants to know what all this is about. Let's see. How about a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field? It might be 10 feet deep and 10 feet across.
We call it a canal cut through there.
All right. And suppose there'd been a heavy rain and the rain had just cut out a little channel across the road. What would that be?
Cut out a ditch across the road.
All right. Let's see. What would you call a small stream of flowing water?
Spring.
Okay. Anything smaller than a spring?
Stream.
How about just if it were just very small?
It's just I call it a spring running from coming from somewhere else.
Okay, well, you mentioned river. That's a big thing, of course. What would be smaller than a river?
A street.
Okay, would you ever say creek or branch around here?
Well, a creek is about, a creek is sometimes smaller than a river.
All right. How about a branch? Do you use that? Well, how big is a branch?
A branch is some of them bigger.
Are they as big as a creek?
Yeah.
What are the names of... You mentioned the Little River. Are there any other rivers around here?
Yes, with the Coochie River across. That's the first river you cross coming this way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Little River on this side.
Mm-hmm.
That comes through right down here.
Mm-hmm. And are there any creeks around here?
Like this way.
Or branches?
There's one creek out over here to Frank's Creek.
Okay.
They're not very far.
Was it named after somebody named Frank? That's why it got its name? I guess the river that you mentioned, is that an Indian name?
No,
The something Coochie. What?
With the Coochie.
With the Coochie? I think the bus came across that one.
It did.
Because I noticed the sign.
It does cross.
Uh-huh. And I wondered how you say that when I saw it.
With the Coochie.
With the Coochie.
Did you come along this road?
Maybe. I'm not really sure. I wasn't really paying.
That's 94 out there.
I wasn't paying that much attention. Well, it came off, I don't know where it got off the interstate. So, goodness only knows, I was about half asleep at the time, so I didn't really notice. What would you call a small rise in land?
Small rises.
Well, you'd say you're going up the...
Hill.
Uh-huh. Anything smaller than a hill?
A mound.
All right. Earlier, we were talking about a knob in connection with the chicken egg. Did you ever hear the word knob used to mean a rise in land?
A knob used for what?
To mean a rise in land.
Yeah.
They use that in Tennessee. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I've heard some people say it, but I didn't know. We didn't call it that around here.
All right. And then if it's a very large hill, much bigger than a hill, that's a what? That we don't have any of around here.
No,
a great big thing.
Mountain.
Yeah, and the rocky side of a mountain you'd call the what, that drops off?
Slope.
Or it's sharper than a slope. You said don't fall off the...
Side.
Would you ever say clift or cliff?
Yeah,
or
cliff to side.
And then if you had two of them, you'd say you had two...
Cliffs.
Okay, and up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, what would you call that? Because since we don't have mountains here, you might not call it anything.